Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you have knit together your elect in one communion and fellowship in the mystical body of your Son, Christ our Lord. Give us grace so to follow your blessed saints in all virtuous and goodly living, godly living, that we may come to those ineffable joys that you have prepared for those who truly love you, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God, in glory everlasting.
Amen. A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all peoples a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wines, of rich food filled with marrow, of well-aged wine strained clear. And he will destroy on this mountain the shroud that is cast over all peoples, the sheet that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death forever. Then the Lord God will wipe away the tears from all faces, and the disgrace of his people he will take away from all the earth. For the Lord has spoken. It will be said on that day, "Lo, this is our God. We have waited for him so that he might save us. This is the Lord for whom we have waited. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our psalm today is Psalm 24. Let us read together. The earth is the Lord's and all that is in it, the world and all who dwell therein. For it is he who founded it upon the seas and made it firm upon the rivers of the deep. Who can ascend the hill of the Lord? And who can stand in his holy place? Those who have clean hands and a pure heart, who have not pledged themselves to falsehood, nor sworn by what is a fraud. They shall receive a blessing from the Lord, and a just reward from the God of their salvation. Such is the generation of those who seek him, of those who seek your face, O God of Jacob. Lift up your heads, O gates, lift them high, O everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty, the Lord, mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O gates, lift them high, O everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is he, this King of glory? The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory. A reading from the Revelation to John. I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "See, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them as their God. They will be his peoples, and God himself will be with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more, for the first things have passed away." And the one who was seated on the throne said, "See, I am making all things new." Also he said, "Write this, for these words are trustworthy and true." Then he said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to St. John. Glory to you, Lord Christ. When Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she knelt at his feet and said to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who came with her also weeping, he was greatly disturbed in spirit and deeply moved. He said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Lord, come and see." Jesus began to weep. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying?" Then Jesus, again greatly disturbed, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone was lying against it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, "Lord, already there is a stench because he has been dead 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone, and Jesus looked upward and said, "Father, I thank you for having heard me. I knew that you always hear me. But I have said this for the sake of the crowd standing here, so that they may believe that you sent me." When he had said this, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out. The dead man came out, and his hands and feet were bound with strips of cloth, and his face wrapped in a cloth. Jesus said to them, unbind him and let him go. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
to you, Lord Christ. Be seated, please. Of all the saints, he is perhaps the most popular and admired, but probably the least imitated. Few have attained to his total identification with the poverty and suffering of Christ. That is a direct quotation from our church's volume entitled Lesser Feasts and Fasts. I've omitted only the name. If you haven't guessed who it is yet, I'll give you another hint from that same volume. He left few writings, but of those, his spirit of joyous faith comes through most truly in the Canticle of the Sun. The version in the hymnal begins, most high, omnipotent, good Lord, to thee be ceaseless praise outpoured and blessing without measure. Let creatures all give thanks to thee and serve in great humility. Well, you've got it now, haven't you? Francis of Assisi, friar and deacon, born in 1182, died in 1226, made a saint in 1228. We celebrated his feast day on October 4th with a blessing of animals, as we have often done, though for the first time online this year. It was interesting. We did that along with thousands of parish churches across the globe of all kinds of denominational stripes. Why this association of animals with Francis? Well, according to numerous sources, on occasion he preached to birds, mainly giving thanks to God for them and the way God clothes them. In other words, giving thanks for God's many gifts to all of us. It certainly seems in keeping with his gentle nature and his own words in the Canticle of the Sun, referring to brother sun and sister moon, sister water, brother fire, mother earth, and sister death. And of course, those closing words, let creatures all give thanks to thee and serve in great humility. So Francis' conviction that we are all one went beyond all living, breathing creatures, as we think of them, and ourselves, and extended to the elements and elemental forces themselves. This sense of being one with God's creation moved Francis to legendary acts of love and generosity. There are a number of those. But one of the most memorable is his embracing, despite his disgust, embracing and kissing the hand of a leper. Another scene in which he renounced the wealth he had inherited from his father, a wealthy cloth merchant, even to the point of stripping himself naked and giving his clothes to the poor. And of course, he founded, it's a little dubious wording to say that he founded, he allowed to be founded around him a holy order for men and through his sister, one for women, Claire. Their original rule, and those monastic rules get to be very complicated. Their rule was follow the gospel, trusting in God and sharing the good news were his aims. All of this he accomplished not in some tight-lipped, stern, dutiful way, but with a joyful heart, even through the horrible emotional and physical sufferings of his last years, blind, bearing the signs of the cross, the stigmata in his own flesh. Earlier, his own order had outgrown him and come to be something that reminded him of the military he had served in earlier in his life, and he didn't want that for the church. So he renounced any role of leadership and became a brother among brothers again. You might be thinking, well, but today we're celebrating all the saints, not just this one who lived and died 900 years ago. And you're right. As the hymn has it, one of my favorites, there are hundreds of thousands still. Francis chose me for this sermon, is what it felt like, rather than the other way around. That phrase, of all the saints, the most admired and least imitated, kept echoing in my brain as I started thinking about All Saints this year. Francis certainly exemplifies sainthood, meaning that he is someone through whom the light of Christ and the love of God have continued to shine. Lazarus is another of those conduits of divine light and love. He lived as long before Francis as Francis lived before us. His is a far different story insofar as we know his story at all. Lazarus was a brother to Mary and Martha and a dear friend of Jesus. That's about it in terms of what we know. We are told nothing that he might have done to deserve being raised from the dead. This is not a story about the saintly life of Lazarus, the man. It is a story of God's indiscriminate love for everyone, a love more powerful than death. And that places Lazarus firmly in the epic story of the saints. For with or without colorful stories and adventures, the lives of the saints are more about God than about the saints themselves. Lazarus and Francis and people you and I have known are all saints of God. In some, that divine light shines more brightly than in others, and we can see their participation in their holy lives of service to God and their neighbor. Others have been put to good use by God, often by ways they themselves do not understand, sometimes despite themselves. Lazarus was the instrument of God's stunning love and power over death without his having done anything remarkable that we know of. In the person of Jesus, God made that love manifest in Lazarus in a unique way. Francis evidently knew about and was awakened by the light of Christ and felt an urgency to make the good news of God's love known to others. His calling was to help others become aware of the same and to spread that light throughout the world in every way possible. May we open ourselves as part of the body of Christ, the communion of all the saints, those that have ever been, those that are now, those that are yet to come, to the ways in which God may use us and allow ourselves to become instruments of God's peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is, seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshiped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Father, we pray for your holy Catholic Church. Grant that every member of the church may truly and humbly serve you. We pray for all bishops, priests, and deacons, especially Michael, our presiding bishop, Andy, Jeff, Hector, and Kay, our bishops, and Michael, our priest. We pray for all who govern and hold authority in the nations of the world. Give us grace to do your will in all that we undertake. Have compassion on those who suffer from any grief or trouble. We pray especially for John, Nancy, Morgan, David, Judy, Bob, Gary, June, Cheryl, Carolyn, Jill, Mary, Deb, Janet, the people in Afghanistan, Alan, James, Lynn, Christian, Patrick, Dale, Karen, Gail, Abigail, Robin, Virginia, Maureen, David, Colton, Kenyon, Sarah, Lindsay, Carol, Sheila, Donna, Donald, Caitlin, Norman, Joe, Jim, Gilbert, Travis, Bob, Ann, Jenny, Alice, Ellie, Lee, Merle, Charisse, RG, Rashunda, Mary Ann, Betty, Melissa, Christopher, Hawthorne, John, Charles, Patty, Ryan, Glenda, Winifred, Shelley, Leslie, Doug, Butch, Cindy, Linda, Dan, Robert, Molly, the women in the Hutto facility, Diane, Alan, Ed, the Degater family, William, Joe, Greg, Mark, Bonnie and Ed, Diane, Michael, Carol, Calvin, Martha and family, Carolyn, Amber and family, Martha and Amelie. And for those who serve in the military, especially Brian, Trevor, James, Jonathan, Kevin, Chris, Jared, Brian, Eric, and all in harm's way. Give to the departed eternal rest.
Let light perpetual shine upon them.
We pray for the repose of the souls of Steve Summers and all who have died from the coronavirus, and for all who mourn their passing. We praise you for your saints who have entered into joy. Let us pray for our own needs and those of others. I ask your prayers for all who are traveling this week. I ask your thanksgivings for Deborah and Mike Kelly, who celebrate their anniversary this Thursday. Praise God for those in every generation in whom Christ has been honored. Pray that we may have grace to glorify Christ in our own day.
We give thanks to you, O Lord our God, for all your servants and witnesses of time past, for Abraham the father of believers, and Sarah his wife, for Moses the lawgiver, and Aaron the priest, for Miriam and Joshua, Deborah and Gideon, and Samuel with Hannah his mother, for Isaiah and all the prophets, for Mary the mother of our Lord, for Peter and Paul and all the apostles, for Mary and Martha and Mary Magdalene, for Stephen, the first martyr, and all the martyrs and saints in every age and every land. In your mercy, O Lord our God, give us, as you gave to them, the hope of salvation and the promise of eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of many from the dead. Amen. Amen. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. Amen. Please stand for the peace. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Peace. Peace to you all. When we were on Zoom solely, we started something that I really like, which is making announcements at the end of the liturgy, after, just before the dismissal, say. We haven't had a lot of announcements to make, so we've sort of fallen out of that practice. So remind me at the dismissal if you have an announcement that you want to make, and we'll make sure everybody hears it. Right now, what I would like to announce is in a few minutes, I'm going to depart from what's written in your bulletin, the proper preface. I've substituted for the one that's there the proper preface for All Saints Day. You'll know when I'm saying what you're not reading. Walk in love as Christ loves us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God.
Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above the heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
For in the multitude of your saints you have surrounded us with a great cloud of witnesses, that we might rejoice in their fellowship and run with endurance the race that is set before us, and together with them receive the crown of glory that never fades away. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name.
Oh,
Holy and gracious Father, in your infinite love you made us for yourself, and when we had fallen into sin and become subject to evil and death, you in your mercy sent Jesus Christ, your only and eternal Son, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. He stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, O Father, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Recalling his death, resurrection, and ascension, we offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink of new and unending life in him. Sanctify us also that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament and serve you in unity, constancy, and peace. And at the last day, bring us with all your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ, by him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen." Alleluia, Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us.
Therefore let us keep the feast. Alleluia.
The gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Let us pray. Loving God, we give you thanks for restoring us in your image and nourishing us with spiritual food in the sacrament of Christ's body and blood. Now send us forth a people forgiven, healed, renewed, that we may proclaim your love to the world and continue in the risen life of Christ our Savior. Amen. May God give you grace to follow his saints in faith and hope and love. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you forever. Amen.
Thank you. turkeys, to make dressing, and if you can possibly see your way clear to help in any of this, she would really appreciate it, and I would appreciate it.
We all would. Thank you so much, Sandy. So just get in touch with Nancy about that. Anything else? Look how good
we all are.
What we're doing. Going, yeah.
How's RG?
RG is, the shortcut version of that is about the same. Does anybody contest that?
No.
But he's not declining. So there we are. Thank you for asking, Cecilia. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.